This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and it's been a while since he's been on the program. I guess you could say he was back on the program about the end of June, and we're going to find out what's going up on Washington. Supposedly, there's a lot of gold up in the state of Washington. With us today is Adamara Minerals Corp., and they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol DDNFF. They also trade on the TSX Venture, ticker ADZ. And with us today is Mark Kalababa. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
You know, since you've been on the show, we signed a big deal with the NASDAQ. We've got a ton more listeners and everything. So give my new listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, okay. We're essentially a mineral exploration company, and we explore in Washington State, and not all of Washington State, just a very specific part in the Northeast area where there's an existing gold mining business. There's a mill that's just gone on care and maintenance. It's got a lot of mining history. It's probably had 6 million ounces produced of high-grade gold produced in that area. So that's really what we do, and that's our 100% focus.
What attracted Adamara to the Washington State and that particular Outlook Ridge or Outlook gold mine that you guys found up there?
Yeah, it's not a lot of people know that your Washington State is a big gold producer. It's probably the number five up until this year. It's probably the number five state in terms of gold production.
I never knew that.
Yeah, and it came out of one mine called the Buckhorn Mine. So there was an existing mine. There was a mill there. That was one of the things that really attracted us to that area. Not to mention the fact that there are 6 million ounces produced in the region. It's high grade, and we're really big fans of high grade. Or we're not looking for low grade. 1 gram per ton. We're looking for 10 grams per ton, and that's the target for us. Something that you can underground mine, and you're not looking at big open pit developments. And no matter what we find, there's a mill there, so we do not have to permit or build a mill if we find something.
I know that you guys sent some results back on hole OS-1707 and OS-1706. Can you bring my listeners a little bit up to date what you guys think that you got there and what you found?
Yeah, I'll take it back a little bit further than that, because what we did last year is we flew an airborne survey that uses EM, and it hadn't been flown in this district in the past. And we identified good conductors over five different areas that were known to be deposits. We took that information and we applied that elsewhere on our property to see what we're, to give us an idea of what we're looking for. One of the areas that lit up really well was Overlook, and it's an existing mine that was mined back in the 1990s. And the conductor itself is much bigger than what was actually mined. So what we wanted to do was just to see if anything was left anywhere near that mine. And we started drilling. We stepped out of what we thought were the main mine workings, and we put some holes down, and we hit some pretty good intervals. One particular 10 meters over 10 grams per ton gold over 11 meters of core. So that was a really good intercept for us, and that's what we're looking for.
And so I know it's getting cold up there in Washington. Where do we go from here? Will you sell off the project? How will money actually fall on your balance sheet?
Well, it's getting a little colder, but we're still fully operational. We're still collecting soil samples. We're doing geophysics on the ground. We're just completing a financing in Vancouver, and we expect to start drilling again in January. So we're going to have a program that will just be ongoing through the winter and into the summer, because the climate allows for it, and this project now is really getting to a point where it needs to really start ramping up.
Your market cap's at 10.2 million, seems very small market cap. What do you think, or what are the highlights from 2017 of your exploration program?
Yeah, well, the highlights for sure would be that intersection, that 10 grams per ton gold over 11 meters. I mean, that's definitely a major highlight. Other highlights in that same district, in that same area around the Outlook Mine, the Overlook Mine, we identified a number of shallow opportunities with gold. We were finding things like 6.5 grams per ton over almost 3 meters. So that's, and that was an accidental discovery targeting something different. So that's something we're going to want to start looking at in January. Not too far from Overlook, we came across a surface expression or some surface mineralization that had 1 and 2 ounces per ton just at very shallow depths. So that was a really interesting find for us. And it's more interesting than just finding some gold mineralization. It's in between the Overlook and the Key West mines. So now we've got an area that's about a kilometer long that we're really going to start focusing on. And this is a very, very underexplored trend that we'll start to focus on.
My guest today is Atomera Minerals Corp. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol DDNFF. They also trade on the TSX Venture, ADZ. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Mark Kalababa. Mark, what can investors look forward in 2018? And if I'm listening to this interview, why should I go out there and buy your stock?
Yeah, well, 2018 is a big deal for us because we've, throughout 2017, we did a fair bit of drilling. We also did a lot of permitting, and a lot of the permits that we, or a lot of the targets, we didn't get permitted. They were on U.S. forest land, and we have to get through that process. We think we're very close to getting that done. That'll open up something we call SE01 as a target, and also our Key West targets, which is another past producer. And early on in January, we'll go to Overlook, but once those permits are in place, we'll start to drill test these other targets. And I think these are really high priority targets. They've got good geophysics, really good geochemistry in the soils. You know, all the ingredients that we look for in a target. So I think in 2018, this is going to be a really strong year for us in terms of discovery. We've got a lot of things to test.
Your stock's at 08 cents, and correct me if I'm wrong about that. Is it a good time to buy your stock? If I'm looking at it, give me some of your thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's a great price to, it's a great entry price because we've got a long ways to go up. We've got, as I said, a lot of targets to test. We're going to be financed. And we can start testing these different targets. And I think this is a real discovery market. It's not looking for, you know, small production. This is a market that's looking for discovery. And we're absolutely in that ballpark. We're in a place where if we make a discovery, I think there's a mill in place. We're going to see something like this move very quickly. That's what I think. I think it's a great time to buy, and especially at 8 cents.
Well, I've been looking at your company for almost the past year, and with a market cap of $10.2 million, seems like it's very undervalued at a market cap. With us today, we're highlighting Atomera Mineral Corp. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol DDNFF. If you get a chance, take a look at them, see what they're all about. I think they're undervalued here. You can go to their website, www.adamera.com. Mark, I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yeah, just a little further on our stock price. I think January, February are always good times for us, and especially if we're drilling. There's a lot of eyes on our story, and we've got a lot of letter writers that support what we're doing. And, you know, you're going to see a lot more marketing out of the company and a lot more drilling. And I think that's really, really what we're about right now.
Well, I want to wish you continued success. Hopefully you won't wait 5 or 6 months to come back on my show. I'd like you to come back on in 40 or 50 days and give my listeners an update.
Well, we'll be standing by, and we'd be happy to come back on. Thank you.
Cheers.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.